This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when your reality doesn't seem to align with God's Word. When the angel of the Lord appeared before Mary, he said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." He also told her that she was going to bear a son, and he would be called Son of the Most High. Yet what we know from her story is that in her 9th month, she had to travel 80 to 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Imagine a favored woman having to endure a hard trip like this in her 9th month of pregnancy. We also know that there was no room at the inn for Mary and Joseph. So Jesus was born in a stable, and his first crib was an animal trough, or what we call a manger. This doesn't seem like a place where the Son of the Most High would be born. This is when God's Word says one thing, yet our current circumstances say another. When you find yourself at a crossroads and you're deciding whether to continue believing God's Word or to give in to your current circumstances, always choose God's Word, despite your current circumstances. His Word is eternal and will always prove to be true. Your circumstances are only temporary. So today, if you're at a crossroads, cling to these words. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that God's Word will always press through your reality.